USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On the eve of his 100th day in office, President Biden will speak to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Reports are saying he will pitch $4 trillion of spending on child care, education, and family leave, among other topics. With more than 1.6 million valid signatures, the California governor recall became official, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a yet-to-be-determined number of contenders later this year. At least nine people have declared their intentions to run, including Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympian and transgender activist, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and businessman John Cox. Customs and Border Protection officials are reporting Kevin Andre McKenzie was caught at JFK Airport on Monday, allegedly trying to smuggle in 35 live finches from Guyana, stuffed inside plastic hair curlers and concealed inside his clothes. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Biden administration is selling higher taxes to the American people. Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden is expected to introduce a proposed increase in the capital gains tax Wednesday night during his address to a joint session of Congress as part of a $1.5 trillion spending package for his American Families Plan. The White House says the increase in the tax will affect less than 0.5% of Americans, but critics say it will still have a negative effect on the economy. Senator Steve Daines says it's those people that will be affected most by the tax hike that help drive innovations with their investments. The Montana Republican tells Newsmax TV that jobs will be at risk because of the tax.
And I heard the Biden spokesperson say it's just 0.3%. Did you realize that 0.3% pays 64% of the capital gains taxes today? So what this will do is I think it will actually reduce the amount of revenue coming in because you raise the rates so high, it locks investors in. They don't want to sell an asset and invest in the next new thing, increase innovation, and spur the economy. They'll hold it.
President Biden's joint session speech starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New technology with implants can help paralyzed veterans walk again. Veteran Joshua Birch describes the night he became paralyzed.
And I went to Guam to help assist the Air Force because our aircraft were there. And one of the nights I was there, I don't even remember what happened. I just know I woke up the next morning outside on the ground, unable to move.
Mr. Birch on Fox News says he thought he would never walk again.
No, not at all.
Spinal cord injury research chief Dr. Ashraf Gorgi talks about the program.
We've started this 5 years ago when we started our exoskeleton program, and our exoskeleton program just led us to this fantastic implantation epidural stimulation using a different type of epidural stimulation called percutaneous leads, definitely the results start to show up from day one when we start to regain some motor activities in their legs, which was very fantastic for them to see their legs moving after all these years of paralysis.
Dr. Rob Trainer performed the surgery.
So implantable spinal cord stimulators have been around for 70 years, so we're really for pain. So we're really leveraging existing technology for societal need. There's two phases to this particular implant. One, we do a trial with 2 8 contact leads. We map out which contact will activate different muscle groups, and if the patient passes a trial, we do a full implantation with a battery placed under the skin during the operation.
I'm Lance Prime, and this is USA Radio News.